Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Tuesday, October 14th at 6:13, and it's 65 degrees in the city. And if you go to the suburbs, even nicer. In Belchase, it's 63, 59 in Houma, 60 in Covington, 60 in Slidell. It is going to warm up, though, to like 84 for today. And then looking ahead to the rest of the week, we're talking about some highs, mid-80s, maybe go to a little bit higher than that, the upper 80s by the end of the week. But then another cool front. Rain, first of all, I should say, on Saturday and Sunday, a chance for showers. Then a cool front comes in, keeps the eyes around 80, 82, and 81 for early next week. So we're getting in a second half of October, heading toward Halloween. You would hope we're done with the 90s and hurricane season and it gets a little bit cooler, but you never know. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. You would hope we'll be done or would be done with the government shutdown, but not. I don't think so. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what to ask you, but I don't know. Aaron, what's the latest on the government shutdown?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is I think we talked a couple of weeks ago, and not much has happened. I mean, there hasn't been any significant, important talks between Republicans and Democrats at all. So we sit here waiting, basically.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Right. The most interesting thing I actually saw over the weekend was a poll that was released by Reuters Ipsos asking, they didn't ask the question, who do you blame, Republicans or Democrats? They did a more interesting thing, and they asked, how much blame do you give to Republicans? And then a second question, how much blame do you give to Democrats? And here's, I think, the reason why we're not seeing much movement, because, well, 67% of people say that at least a fair amount of the blame goes to Republicans, and 63% at least a fair amount of blame goes to Democrats. So there's no real signal there about who's to blame, and when there's no one to blame, both parties just sit there.
See, I don't see how this resolves itself, because the Democrats, with this December 31st deadline on the supplement to health care premiums expiring, I don't see how, as the time goes on, they can cave. If the Republicans decided to draw the line in the sand and say, well, no, we're not going to do that, then I don't see how they cave. I don't see how this ends. Do you? Or is there some kind of government provision or something that kicks in that will force them to come to some type of agreement?
No, I mean, there really is that this is just about political battle and who feels like they're losing politically. And that's why I kind of always am pointing to the, you know, a public opinion, because that's the thing that, you know, any elected official is concerned about. If public opinion starts to shift against me, I am in big trouble, and therefore I'm much more willing to compromise. And that's what's just not moving at all. I don't think there's so much going on in the world right now. I don't think a lot of people are still even focusing on the government shutdown.
So what would cause some movement? What would get the people's attention when it comes to government shutdown?
Well, you know, if we're thinking about what's less talked about in ways that we might actually see this end, is actually changing Senate rules. And this has not been talked about a lot. A couple of Republicans have mentioned this. And what I mean by that is we've watched over the last two, you know, what, dozen years or so, the Senate has changed rules regarding nominations. Right, mm-hmm. We've seen the Supreme Court. You don't need to get through a cloture vote anymore. You just can vote with a majority. Well, the reality is that the Senate hasn't actually changed any of its rules. They're just changed how they interpret the rules. So they're interpreting the cloture vote when it comes to a nomination of the Supreme Court as only meaning a majority, while the rule still says you need 3/5. Mm-hmm. So the argument is among some Republicans is that, well, why don't we just change that when it comes to funding the government so that we can just reinterpret the rule to require only a simple majority in order to get to a vote in the Senate and therefore reopen the government.
So what does the law or the Constitution or whatever say about that? Nothing? The Senate can do what they want?
Yeah, the Senate can make up its own rules, and so the technically to change the rules in the Senate, you need 2/3 of votes, so 66%. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to how they do this, it's called going nuclear. You've heard that a million times, right? And so, well, how they do it is that John Thune would get up and he'd make a point of order saying that only a simple majority is required, and then the presiding officer would probably say no, it's 60% is still required, and then Thune would appeal that. And this is the key. The appeal goes to the Senate floor automatically, can't be filibustered, and you only need a majority in order to sustain an appeal. And that's why you can change the rules of interpretation of the rules in the Senate with simple majority. And that's the theory that would be where Republicans could just use the majority and change the rules regarding funding of government and therefore get rid of the notion that you can filibuster this.
Why haven't they done that already?
Well, there's political consequences, and we can see the political consequences that have happened going back to 2013 when Democrats were the first ones to change it, with Harry Reid as the leader. Then the next one's going to change it, and now we're in a situation where basically no nomination at all can be filibustered, and so you lose your power. And so if you're a senator, you're thinking, well, I might not always be in the majority. I don't want to give up this power. And so that's the one thing that's kind of the sticking point. Is there enough Republicans that are willing to say, I'm willing to give up this power to solve this problem right now?
But how would the Republicans be giving up the power?
Well, so what they're doing is once you set this precedent that you no longer can filibuster, any type of funding bill, that means no one can filibuster it in the future either. So you no longer have the ability to use that leverage.
Oh, specifically as it relates to funding bill.
Right, yeah. Typically, they'll limit it to saying...
Because they've gone nuclear. They've gone nuclear before, but that was on different issues, right?
Right. Yeah, they're picking and choosing specific issues like nominations. They're gone nuclear on that. So now they're saying, well, why don't we just do that on a funding bill? So then we'll limit filibusters on funding bills. And so, but 10 years from now, you can't filibuster anymore then either. And so who's going to be in the majority 10 years from now? We don't know.
So when it comes to Supreme Court justices, et cetera, they gave up that right. I mean, in a way, they've surrendered the power already, hoping that they would be in the majority, right? But I guess the difference is... A Supreme Court nomination is a lifetime or confirmation is a lifetime thing, so they can forever change the country, and they're willing to make the deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Then, where maybe not make the deal now... when it comes to things that would change the country on a yearly basis. Am I getting close here, Aaron, or no?
Well, right. I mean, so Amy Coney Barrett is sitting on the Supreme Court right now. There's no way she would have gotten through a nomination, certainly in that couple of months right before the election, if you could still filibuster. But because they, you know, basically changed the rules back in 2013, that eliminated the ability of Democrats to filibuster that, stop that nomination being rammed through right before the election.
So they changed the rules pursuant to whatever they can change the rules pursuant to whatever the topic is at hand or the subject is at hand?
Well, in theory, they could change the rules and just get rid of the filibuster for everything. Right. But they've been a little bit more curtailed in their ambitions because they don't think they'll get the votes necessary. So they're picking and choosing. So right now, if you're talking 2 weeks from now, Republicans are like, we're done with this. We want to move on. I could see a strong movement within the party to say, let's just change the rules regarding funding of government, and therefore we can move on and reopen the government and move on with our lives.
But it would be, as a politician would say, the issue, not the issue, but the issue, because it would then be, for example, if we were going to have a national dog and we were going to name the cockapoo the national dog, well, then we would say, you know what, let's eliminate the filibuster as it relates to naming a national dog, and then in the future, that would forever be changed?
Right, yeah. I mean, then we could change the national dog to the dachshund, you know, 10 years from now.
And they couldn't
stop it.
Could the majority party change it again next year, though, if they can make up whatever rules they want? So how are they surrendering power forever, I guess is what I'm asking.
So in theory, yeah, you could, you know, in 2 years change the rule back, but then that's limiting yourself, right? So this is a challenge. Well, if I'm the majority party, why would I set the new rule that I can't do things? Because that's what you're asking the majority party. They just never have that incentive. And so the precedent right now is set that you can change rules this way. And if they use it to expand to funding the government, okay, well, now we can just use a simple majority to get past that too. And you're asking a majority 3 years from now to say, oh, we don't want that power anymore. We're happy to have another government shutdown. That there's just not going to be the political will to do that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. 6:21 and a half, talking about the government shutdown and what's changed, and other than maybe going to the nuclear option, not a whole lot. I know the president's Middle Eastern trip has sucked a lot of the oxygen out of this debate, and people aren't paying attention to it. I'll ask Aaron when we come back how Mr. and Mrs. America are feeling about it at home in the heartland, about the government shutdown. Do they care or not? Aaron Dusso, our guest, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, 6:22. Traffic now, WWL. Couple of minutes left with Aaron Dusso, 6:27 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Aaron's our friend, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Yeah, Indiana University. That's what I said, Indianapolis. Somebody texted in, Aaron, and said, is it true that the Democrats shut the government down because they wanted to give health care to illegal immigrants?
Well, the phrasing there obviously is suggest obviously that the blame would go on Democrats.
Pejorative, no, I mean, perhaps, yes. Insinuating.
Right, yes. It's not legal to give health care to undocumented individuals. Now, there are rules that if someone, a human being, shows up in your emergency room, we don't just let them die right there on the floor. So people will be helped even if they didn't have documentation. And then someone's going to have to pay for it. But the idea that we don't let people die on emergency room floors is probably supported by a majority.
Yeah. And the states can decide that, but the federal government does not, correct?
Well, I mean,
when it comes to health care for illegal immigrants, that states can provide that if they want, but that's not a federal program other than the emergency room law that says you can't let people die on the floor of an emergency room no matter who they are, correct?
Right. I mean, so states have lots of say in exactly where funding could be. State funding can go. And so if a state decided they wanted to fund all people within the state, they certainly could do that. But that, it's not a federal thing that the Democrats are fighting for.
So how do you see this playing out, Aaron? You've been around a long time. How do you see it ending? I mean, what was the longest one? 35 days in history?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the way I see it playing out is that something happens, say air traffic controllers decide that's it. We're done not working and not getting paid. And we're going to just leave. And so you have a crisis like that causes mass disruption throughout the country, that people that, you know, weren't paying attention are now paying attention, and that's going to cause the both sides are going to get to the table and say, all right, we got to finish this.
I would encourage all IRS agents to walk off the job today and to remain off the job forever.
We still need money in order to fund things the military.
Yeah, because I filed an extension and I had to pay, I had to send them a small Hyundai a couple of weeks ago. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time as always. We'll take a break, come back, talk about supply chain and tariffs right now, though. It's 6:30. That would be time for WWL First News. And for that, well, let's go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.